at us, or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hog Wild Barbecue!
Thank Tony, Hog Wild Barbecue, and he always, our buddies at Rotella down the street, great bread in Omaha. They usually wrap up some of this stuff in some Rotella bread for us. And I want to wish Rocky Rotella, Rocky, happy birthday, brother. And thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Love the Rotellas, and thank you, Rocky.
Bread.
That's the, one of the coolest names ever, man. That is. Rocky Rotella,
really is,
man.
That really
That's
is.
That's just a great name, man.
Great bread.
Yeah. Because you got to have that last name, you know. Like Rocky Evans would be stupid, you know. Rocky Tyler. Actually, that works pretty well. Rocky Brandt.
Not so much.
Nah. Rocky Puss.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, let's just stop there.
Let's just stop with Rocky Puss.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah. It's got to be something Italian.
It does. It has to be. It has to be Italian.
Italian.
Right, right, yeah. Sorry, Rocky.
Happy birthday. Yeah,
yeah, hope you're not getting that Rocky Push might come back to haunt you on that one. Sorry about that one. But happy birthday, brother.
Yeah, man.
Getting a lot of emails.
Yay, sports.
Yeah. A lot of millennials with can openers.
But 4 days later. Yeah.
Right, been checking in lately.
The podcast good. Available everywhere, by the way.
It was StarKist, right? That was scolding them.
Yes.
Blaming them.
For their lack of tuna sales. Yeah.
Chicken in the sea is all cool.
Yeah. By the way, we have a vending machine now. The vending machine has tuna in it.
Oh, yeah?
Really? I saw it today.
Is it like a pop top? Or?
Yeah, pop top with a little couple of crackers. Yeah.
We call them cracker.
Oh.
Give that a run.
But it's Bumblebee. Or is it
Bumblebee.
Yeah,
Bumblebee
yeah.
tuna.
Yeah. So this guy got a email, says the guy knows how to use a can opener?
He owns one. First of all, he owns one and knows how to operate it.
Oh, great.
Millennials are smarter than
I
thought.
Oh, man. Good. We'll start, as usual, with some NBA.
Yes, we do.
Last night, I did notice this clip, and then it really made me laugh when I started thinking about it more. You know, that Jordan still owns the Charlotte team, the Hornets.
I'd forgotten he still owns that. I don't know why I forgot that. But
yeah, because they're irrelevant, really.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so they have a game-winning shot last night.
Yep.
I don't even know who they're playing, and one of the guys ran off the bench. Too soon, so they got teed up.
Right.
Now, they still won the game, but while the technical stuff is going on, you know, MJ's right there in the bench area.
He's yelling at him, right?
He's slapping him upside the back of the head.
I liked it. I liked it.
He's smacking him in the head.
I liked it because I know that, you know.
Imagine Cuban doing that.
No, he couldn't do that.
No.
There's one owner in the NBA who can get away with smacking his players in the back of the head,
and that's cute.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
And it's cute when he does it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to see, like, Jerry Jones walk up to Jason Garrett or Ezekiel Elliott and just smack him upside the back of the head.
You're hitting the white guy, black guy.
No, I was just thinking of
I know you are. I know that. But it'd only be Michael Jordan. A guy that played the game the right way. I have no problem with that when
Me
I saw
neither.
It, you know.
I think it's funny.
I don't even care if it's double standard.
You can
I like
see it,
it
on our social media if you haven't seen it yet.
Great.
And it wasn't malicious.
No, it's
no.
not.
He's just saying, you dumbass.
Yeah, we've all done that.
He called it an endearment, a brotherhood tap, if you will. Big brother, little brother. we got two Saturday NFL games. The early one is the Texans and Jets. That's 4:30 Eastern, so that'll probably be right around the end of your Arizona State Bowl game.
Oh, yeah.
That's so more important.
So you can get the Las Vegas Bowl in
before
you jump into the
NFL action. I'll watch Las Vegas Bowl.
Yeah. Probably good, best to prime up to the NFL by watching the Las Vegas Bowl.
Yeah. Then the Browns-Broncos, the nightcap, two teams that the media would lead you to believe are in the playoff mix. They are not.
Yeah, the Brown in the mix is just shut up. Go
the Broncos, too.
I understand.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget the playoff action tonight, South Dakota State and North Dakota State.
Okay, there it is.
That is this evening on ESPN.
And then Sunday football, Packers-Bears, Cowboys-Colts, Dolphins-Vikings in the early window are the intriguing and playoff matchup ones. The Vikings still in the mix, Todd, for that
Bears,
last
Dolphins,
wild
right?
card spot.
Vikings-Dolphins, right?
Yeah. And the Dolphins in the mix for the last AFC wild card spot, so that's an interesting one.
Yeah, come on. Do us a favor there. Vikings win that freaking game.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of my
Nine
Steelers.
Nine-point favorites, by the way. Nine-point favorites at home.
Well, hopefully the Dolphins will have a big letdown.
Yeah,
after their miracle last week.
Yeah. That's the problem, though.
Miracles.
My boys have the damn Patriots.
Yes, they do. That spread all week was even. It's moved to 2.5 to the Cheaters. That game's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, by the way, the Steelers have been playing recently. So
yeah, you never know. And Connor's health is to be determined,
right.
So we'll just see what happens there. Sunday night football, this sounds like a good matchup. Eagles-Rams. The Eagles are in a familiar spot, though. Carson Wentz probably done for the season. He's got a fracture in his back. So Nick Foles stepping in mid-December. Stop me if you heard that one before.
Yeah, right.
But this is in L.A., and the Rams have gone up to a 12.5-point pick in that one.
That's Sunday night.
That's the Sunday night game, and the Monday night game is the Saints and the Scams. The Scams have five straight losses coming into that one. So, and then, excuse me, didn't mention the Ravens-Bucks game. The Ravens in the playoff hunt, for sure, still, they probably they'd be my favorite for a wild card. They're 9-point favorites against the Buccaneers.
They might win that division. Steelers might be a wild card.
True, that could go either way at this point. And I know you guys are tuned into this sort of thing, but I'm in the semifinals in one of the leagues, fantasy leagues that I'm in, and I need to decide between Jameis Winston, the crab burglar, and Lamar Jackson as a quarterback. So
you have those two guys?
Yes.
Man, that's not a good position to be in.
Who the Bucks playing?
Who was your actual?
They play each other.
I'm not a fantasy guy, but Lamar. Who's your number one quarterback?
Well, Jameis Winston and Ryan Fitzpatrick have combined this year to throw for like 5,000 yards. They've been great. You just have to have the
right one
in there.
Do you
yards,
points?
Touchdowns.
But didn't you draft a better quarterback than those guys ahead of time?
Well, I thought so. I had Matt Stafford, but he was terrible. So then, I'm telling you, Jameis Winston and Matt Fitzpatrick, going some fantasy points.
You
they've
mean.
Been just fine.
Okay.
They've
does
been
number
just fine.
Of completions count?
Not in this league. Sometimes it
go with the horse that brought you there.
Right. And what about rushing yards?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And doesn't what's face not throw the ball at all, Jackson?
Not very much. Yeah. They usually run for more than they pass.
Yeah, he runs.
But if he scores a touchdown, it counts for you, right?
That's where it's at. I got to figure out who's going to score the most touchdowns, really, between those two guys. The Ravens are a 9-point favorite.
Fantasy podcast is later on today. Check it out.
Yeah, that'll be on the blog, and we're going to call in and set everybody's lineup. And so you just roll through your lineup, and then I'll tell you what I think. But I figured you guys, with all your fantasy football expert, would have a real slam dunk answer for me.
Well, I think you should tune in Saturday morning when we make our picks.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. It's set them and start them. Mm-hmm. Todd and Tyler do set them and start them.
I got your deal here.
Get them and guard them.
Yeah,
but we usually end up most of Friday night studying that. Right.
That's true.
And a guy named Rocky is our co-host.
Yeah.
Because that's those guys always are.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll toss it over to Rocky with more of what I've seen here in the last 12 games from the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still torn on that one. It doesn't seem right to start.
But we're doing
Jackson.
A special, since there's NFL on Saturday.
That's your worst problem this weekend. Right. You have a pretty good weekend ahead
we're
of
doing
you.
We're doing a special Saturday morning.
Budgeting.
Oh, it's a budget thing.
It involves budgeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Normally, you don't hear sit them and start them until Sunday morning.
No,
that's
no,
right.
No.
But we're doing a special Saturday edition.
Thank you for that. Weekend. I appreciate you guys putting in the extra work on that. I will tune in.
Yep.
We already kind of mentioned it, but last night, not Mahomes versus Phillip Rivers, also not Mahomes. The Chiefs blow a 14-point fourth quarter lead. Touchdown by the Chargers with 4 seconds left, or the Clippers, excuse me. They go for two, and it couldn't have been easier for them to convert the two-point conversion. They win the game, split the season series.
No, I didn't see the end of that game. How quick did the air go out of that stadium on a two-point game over?
Yeah.
They scrib kick it after that? Was there a second laugh or something? They had to scrib kick it?
I'm trying to remember. Yeah. They
probably had to scrib kick
it. They tried the old lateral around.
Oh, they did for a little bit?
I think they got a snap off did a bunch of laterals on the kick.
Right,
I forget which. That was pretty late. But now both teams are 11-3. The Chiefs have a better divisional record for now, so that would mean they would have the edge for the division and for home field.
But the Chiefs lose one game. Then they're okay.
Chiefs have at Seattle and then against Oakland left. The Chargers have the Ravens and then at the Broncos left. It's only third game this year below 300 yards for not Mahomes. So good. I mean, the Chargers are – they're a contender.
They're for real.
They really are.
They're for real.
And they had a lot of guys hurt last night, and they still got out of there with the win. Now, most in the world cannot relate to this kind of bonus, but Travis Kelce, who plays tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, passed 1,200 receiving yards on the season. So that triggered a $375,000 bonus, an incentive deal. Now, and since the Chiefs have already clinched, the language in his contract doubles any incentive bonuses that he had. So he made a catch last night that made him $750,000.
Because they clinched already.
Yes.
So that was in the contract, too?
Well, yeah.
The Chiefs have clinched, and you get this yardage the same weekend?
The language says that if they make the playoffs.
So he's already done that.
If they make the playoffs, it triggers his incentives double.
Right.
And since they had already made the playoffs, his incentives were already doubling, and then he passed 1,200 yards, which was an incentive.
Yeah.
Three quarters of $1 million.
Nobody can relate to that.
No.
No. I mean,
no.
Not that kind of cash.
Breaking news, Washington at Jacksonville, your Cleet Blakeman game of the week.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ooh,
yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. At least the weather's nice.
You know what, though? I saw Cleet's last three games. It's decent weather. One's indoors.
Yeah, big games.
Yeah.
One's in L.A., too, I think.
Yeah.
That is nothing compelling about that game, though.
No, he didn't even want to go to that.
No.
No, but it'll be nice.
Maybe there'll be a fight.
The weather will be nice.
Leonard Fournette, old boy, has been pretty frisky lately. Yeah, maybe I'll have to stop him from running up in the stands.
He might be able to get in a round of golf.
Yeah, Sawgrass is right across across the street there.
Half-time.
Pretty much, isn't
it? Right across from Jacksonville.
You guys just play. Just go on without us for the second half. We're going to go get around.
Yeah, you guys can manage this. New York's watching anyway.
Exactly, no blood, no foul.
Yeah, nobody else is watching that game.
Yeah. Now, we don't do a lot of picking of games on here, and really,
I'd stay away from
that. Yeah, I mean, unless you're a handicapper, picking games is truly just a guess.
It's total guess.
You know, now still, I think that guys picking games should have a little bit of credibility if they're going to be on TV or radio actually picking a game.
I agree with you.
They should have some credibility. That's why I don't pick baseball games. That's why I don't pick basketball games.
Right.
That's why I don't fill out a March Madness bracket really anymore,
unless you're named Rocky Rotella. Nobody's going to believe you.
So Stephen A. Smith,
what's the story of that? I missed this whole
thing. Well, he was on First Take, that awful show on ESPN in the morning with a lot of Stephen A. Smith, and he was in a triple box with that's where there's three faces on TV with Teddy Bruschi and Max Kellerman, the host.
I just posted a link for this, so if you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Well, they're talking about the game, the Chargers and Chiefs game, the Clippers and Chiefs game, and they're going through their picks. So it's Stephen A.'s turn to get in there, and he starts talking about Spencer Ware, you know, is a guy he thinks will have big impact for the Chiefs tonight. Well, it had already been noted Spencer Ware wasn't going to play. Just kind of a misstep. So then he moved on, you know, mentioned a couple names that were obvious. Well, I think Patrick Mahomes is important. Mm-hmm. And then I think he called them the San Diego Chargers, which is an accident.
That's an accident.
That's a natural thing. That's why I call them the Clippers. But then he mentioned what he's really looking at with the Chargers is the play of Hunter Henry, who has been outstanding this year and so important to their success. So I'm watching his matchup with Derek Johnson. This is what the game's going to be all about. Now, Teddy Bruschi and Max Kellerman's faces at that point scrunch up.
Well, I have no idea what he's talking about. Explain this.
Hunter Henry is not a household name.
Right?
Not a household name. He played tight end for the Chargers. He blew his ACL in May.
Oh, he hasn't played all year.
Hasn't played at all.
Not a bit.
Derek Johnson, a great linebacker who was waived at the end of last season by the Kansas City Chiefs, not currently in the National Football League.
So two guys that aren't playing, and not even one's not even in the league.
He mentioned three names, one of them injured for the day, one of them injured since May, and one of them not in the league at all this season.
So he apparently didn't do any homework that morning, because he's pretty good about homework usually.
Yeah.
Apparently he's just a huge phony. I mean, what did he pick up a wire copy from last year?
Probably.
You can Bruschi's staring right into the camera, and then all of a sudden he kind of just looks off to the side, and you see his brow kind of furrow as he's going, "Wait a minute."
Then who changes it?
Joe Buck called him on it last night.
I
knew Twitter was awful.
But watch Max Kellerman and Teddy Bruschi's face. Okay. It's awesome.
Did you just put it on social media?
I put the clip up. It's great.
Generally, that's the fault of the producer.
How so?
Well, not giving them the correct information.
Oh. I don't want to spread that. That's not true
that.
In Stephen A. Smith.
He should study that.
He should know that. Right. Look, and like I said, Hunter Henry, none of those names are really household names.
Right.
But if you're on TV picking a game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He should have just went full bore. I think Dan Fouts could have a great game. And just do that.
Later on last night,
the Chargers
tweeted out that, by the way, LaDainian Tomlinson, Dan Fouts, and Lance Allworth are all out for the game.
Lance Allworth. That's an old reference.
That's out.
60 years ago, Lance Allworth.
Glenn Dawson, a game time decision.
John Jefferson should have got some love, too.
JJ.
Yeah.
So, Stephen A. Smith, another reason to ignore him if you needed one. For a league,
see him do his radio show on TV. He just takes a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, that's because he's lazy and he doesn't know his material.
And, you know, all those guys that, you know, I can only watch so much sports radio on TV.
And they do it so long. I'm thinking, how do they get... I think they're just bored themselves. Oh, I said a couple names were wrong. I don't care. I'm tired.
All of those guys seem pretty good, pretty knowledgeable. But let's see. You got your... is it Will Kane?
Yeah, Will Kane stepped off the set of CNN 2 years ago as a conservative douchebag. And now he's just doing sports. He knows the sports, don't get me wrong, but he's a conservative white preppy when he does news.
Cowboy fan.
Oh, he's a total cowboy fan.
Is he? Total.
Yeah, he's a homer. Total, and he's a homer, dude. Don't be a homer.
America's team.
Yeah.
Colin Cowherd. There's so many. And I'll get good information from those guys. Yeah. They seem to know what they're talking
about. Cowherd's pretty good. Cowherd studies, man.
When I watch any one of those, you know what I don't do? I don't laugh.
Oh, there's nothing funny.
None of those guys are funny.
No. None of them are funny. None.
It's probably because I'm all laughed out from the morning.
That's it.
No, they're not funny.
Because I'm hanging around 4 hours of hilarity every morning. But as a rule, sports talk radio
is not humorless.
Not a lot of yucks.
Boring. Yeah. And if it tries to be funny, like the Romes of the world, who's not funny, never has been, but people think he is. Oh, that Rome makes me laugh. Really?
That being said,
that was a good fact.
Yeah. I'm a great interviewer.
Yeah, those aren't even sports radio funny. I mean, it's not. That's not even the lower bar funny.
But that is low bar funny. Sports radio funny is the lowest bar there is, I think.
It's easy jokes.
Right.
I feel like I should say something funny.
No, don't worry about
it. No, I'm kidding. For a league that has made Las Vegas, you know, for years it was like you were guilty by association. If you were in the NFL, you had anything to do with Las Vegas, they asked you to cleanse that. And now they're going to take the draft there in 2020. The Raiders are obviously on their way there in 2020. But this federal lawsuit that Oakland has filed against the Raiders and the NFL, people say completely rules out a return to that stadium for 2019, where they currently have nowhere to play. Somebody floated the idea they should go to San Diego and play for a year.
I read Reno, too. They might play in Reno.
Oh, in Reno?
They might go to Reno. They must have... Is that where Nevada plays?
Yeah.
The University of Nevada.
The Wolfpack or something.
And also heard that the Suns might pull up and maybe go to Vegas or Seattle. They're having problems down there.
Oh, Phoenix
Suns? There's a fight over renovating the stadium.
The guy's a zillionaire, and he wants Phoenix, who doesn't have the money to pay for it. And they said no.
Wants the taxpayers to fix up his arena.
That's what Oakland sued about, is that all these owners are holding cities hostage to get new facilities.
But one thing they can't be is the Seattle Sun.
That would be ironic. Like the Utah Jazz.
The Seattle Suns would be great. It's never sunny. Well, compared
to
Phoenix.
That's just as bad as the Utah Jazz.
Really? Is there an echo here?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's your fault.
I don't listen to the whole thing.
No, Petey just said that. You're right. Utah Jazz was stupid years ago. It still is.
Lakers.
The Lakers has always been stupid. It's just we all grew up with that.
Yeah.
But we don't even...
It's ingrained now. Most people don't even know.
You don't even know it's Minneapolis. Yeah. Right.
Todd, you disappointed in your head football coach, Mike Zimmer?
Todd is disappointed.
Yeah. Period. Todd is disappointed.
Todd is disappointed.
This team they're our times where the team is fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get kind of pissed when my team's not fun to watch because I look at your team sometimes.
They're
fun
not fun
to watch.
Sometimes.
Sometimes your team is fun to watch.
Not very much this year.
Occasionally they will have a rough season, but my team is fun to watch maybe once a decade.
Last year was fun to watch?
Last year the Vikings were fun to watch. I couldn't tell. It's just freaking painful.
Yeah.
Because the play calling is not imaginative at all.
Well, they got rid of that guy now.
Yeah.
So Zimmer's been taking heat, your head coach, and
he should.
I don't know if this will help, though. His daughter.
He's been seen in Green Bay interviewing Zimmer.
He's a good coach.
His daughter is now taking a break from social media after a long social media rant about her
daddy.
My dad has lost 16 pounds. He works for 4 a.m. Nobody else works as hard. People get behind their keyboards and write heartless comments.
I feel bad for. I always feel bad for the guy. They want their wives or daughters or sons stay off social media. Don't defend me publicly because it sounds lame.
Oh, it's so lame.
Right.
Yeah,
lay off my daddy.
And that's what I'd have done if I were Zimmer. Just, listen, shut up.
Don't you know he's mad.
Don't even mention me on social
media. No, because
shut up.
Yeah. You hear about NFL players' wives will show up on social media, NBA players' wives. They're going home, man. Shut up.
Right, because he's a big boy. He can handle it. He's in the public eye. He knows what NFL fans are like.
Right.
Yeah, of course he's going to take crap. Yeah. So, and now you got to tell your daughter, shut up.
Yeah, there's got to be a call there. I love you, honey, but that don't ever.
She's a grown woman, too, right? Stop. The daughter is, yeah.
Yeah.
So then you're having a major conversation. Right. She's a grown woman.
That's
shut
why.
Shut up.
You'll never hear our daughters defending us on social media.
Or in person.
Yeah. Or anything.
Oh, I would put an end to that right away. Yeah.
Now, let me start this next story by saying I think he'd be fantastic.
Plus, there's really no defense, I guess.
No.
Some of the stuff we say.
Yeah.
That's what he is. Sorry.
Yeah.
Apologize.
The only dad I got. What am I going to do?
The important
Todd is disappointed. I got that part there.
Period.
Todd is disappointed.
Yes.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you be?
I'm feeling the same way now about my boys. I can't watch them. They're disgusting.
Trifecta, that.
Just mediocre. You sit down and you waste a few hours every week watching a mediocre team.
I'm going to miss at least a good half of the Steeler-Patriot game because I got something I got to do. And I don't care. I just can't take watch them. They suck right now.
Well, they don't suck.
Well, they lost three straight.
Yeah, and they now suck in Steeler context.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you call a sucky stretch.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, man. Is that Twister?
I like the term sucky stretch.
We're in a bit of a sucky stretch right now.
That's what you say after a bad yoga class. That was a sucky stretch.
We got a break coming up. I'll take a sucky stretch.
Hey. Yeah. So let me start that over again. I want to say, before I go any further with this story, I think he'd be fantastic, and he should follow his dream.
Uh-oh, who?
James Harrison says he wants to act.
Well, that's fine, because he could be a tough guy in a movie easily, the way he's built and the way he looks.
Well, he says he could be along the lines of Dwayne Johnson, but actually, he says he's got range like Denzel as well.
Yeah, don't pigeonhole James.
So he's been taking acting classes, meetings with directors, writers. He's also been hanging out with Marvel, the company Marvel. You could see him as a superhero.
That's what I mean. That kind of role, if the guy could pull off Hell, Tyson can act a little bit when it comes to just playing a tough guy, Tyson.
Yeah, but if you're going to do, you can't be a comic book guy and then compare yourself to Denzel Washington.
Well, you can't go to the best
I think James
actor,
can do whatever he
one
wants.
Of the best 10 actors in the world is maybe five, I think, in my opinion, is Denzel Washington.
And I agree.
So you don't bring that up.
Well, if you're James Harrison, it's fine.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm with PD. I agree with everything James says because if I ever see him in person, I don't want him to break me.
I don't want to get pistol whipped.
No, I'll be nice to him.
Yeah. He should follow his dream.
Yeah.
I think he'll be great.
You do you, James.
Yep, and the cartel is fine, too.
He was, in his own words, Cleve Blakeman said the scariest man in person in the NFL.
Ever.
Yep.
Said when he looked at you just moved on.
and he took your soul when he looked at
and
you.
And Cleve had power.
Right.
And still moved on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.